Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, jury selection has started in the Bay Area in a class action lawsuit against Elon Musk. Tesla investors say a tweet from 2018 led a stock price surge that quickly ended when Musk's claim in the tweet never happened. Nima Romani is a former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers. Thanks for being with us. So as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, what this is about essentially is back around 2018, Musk was tweeting his desire to take Tesla private, right, and claimed that he had financing, but in the end, the charges he didn't. So the stock price ended up, I guess the accusation is being manipulated.
That's exactly what happened. And the allegations are that Trump said that he had the funding secured to take Tesla private when he didn't have the funding in place. He was in talks with a Saudi investment fund, but that's the extent of it. And because of that tweet, the stock price initially went up significantly, which really affected short sellers, Tesla being one of the most shorted stocks ever.
I just want to clarify, you said Trump at the beginning of that. You meant Musk,
I'm
right?
Sorry. Musk. It's been one of those days. But yeah, we're talking about Elon Musk, of course, not Donald Trump. And when, you know, Musk tweeted that the price went up, and the price went up and really affected those short sellers. And of course, when it turned out that Musk did not have the funding in place, the stock price plummeted and investors lost about $14 billion.
Does it say something that it's becoming so easy to confuse Trump and Musk? I don't know. It must say something.
Well, it does. And one of the reasons that Musk wanted to move the trial out of San Francisco was because he thought it was a liberal jury pool to Texas, where Tesla moved its headquarters in 2021. I do apologize for that. I was doing another interview on Biden and the Trump documents just before this.
So you got to get it all mixed up in your head sometimes. You got to be careful with that. So I wanted to ask you, what kind of, let's say that this goes badly for Musk, are we eventually talking, what kind of punishment are we talking about for Mr. Musk? Is this going to be one of those things where people look at it and go, oh, well, that's a slap on the wrist for him. We're going to fine him $1 million and he's got that in his couch.
Well, it may be walking around money for Elon Musk, but it's still going to be significant because you're looking at potentially, you know, millions or hundreds or potentially billions of dollars in damages. Ultimately, it's up to a jury. But you're right. We are talking about civil damages. It's just a civil lawsuit, but it's a class action. And he can be hit pretty hard. He's obviously lost a lot of wealth, both in terms of the Twitter acquisition. Probably wasn't a good purchase for Mr. Musk. And then we know that Tesla has lost a lot of money, about 65% of its value since its high. So, you know, to the extent that he's fined, he has to pay compensatory damages. And of course, in any type of fraud case, you may also look at punitive damages. The judge has already ruled that these statements were false. They were reckless. So really the question is, what was Musk's intent at the time of this tweet? Did he make this tweet? Did he make this misrepresentation knowingly, voluntarily? And if so, what was the harm to investors? So, you know, the plaintiffs are already, they've already cleared the first hurdle because the judge in the case, Judge Chen, has already ruled that these statements were false.
So Musk, I presume then, can't simply fall back on the defense, hey, at the time I thought I was getting this financing.
Well, he can, and that will be his defense. And that was his defense originally when he was dealing with the SEC investigation. So he's going to say that he thought that the financing was in place. And we know that's his defense because that's what his lawyers have said, Alex Spiro, as well as what his defense was in the SEC case. Of course, with the SEC, he did ultimately settle. He's now claiming that that was under duress. And he's looking at a much, much bigger civil damages award here, much greater exposure than he did with the SEC case. But yeah, absolutely. We know the defense will be, and we know that Musk will take the stand. He has to. It's a civil case. He doesn't have a privilege against self-incrimination or Fifth Amendment right like he would in a civil case, excuse me, in a criminal case. And we know that he's previously taken the stand to testify in civil cases. Most CEOs of companies don't like testifying, but you know, Musk has in the past, and he's won. He won the defamation case. He won, or he testified previously in a case. We're waiting for that award in a case involving his compensation. So we know that Musk is going to take the stand, and I'd expect to see fireworks when he does.
Totally left field question. Does anyone know if he actually drives a Tesla?
I do not.
Rob, I mean,
let's ask him.
I drive a Tesla, for what it's worth.
Okay. Yeah. Let's try him. I wonder if he does.
Very quickly, your prediction on how this is going to go.
I think it's going to end badly for Musk because, again, the judge has already found that this was a false statement. And there's no question that it affected the stock price. That would be question two. Really, what was his intent? What was his knowledge? And we're already seeing some text messages between him and you know, Saudi officials. And we know that some pretty high-profile Tesla board members are going to be testifying as well. And I don't think there's any really good basis for him to say funding was secured when it really wasn't. And I think for that reason, I think, and given the jury pool there in Northern California, I do think Musk is going to lose. That's my prediction.
All right. Thank you so much. Nima Romani, former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers.
You know, I'm looking, Rob, I was Googling that question, like what car does Musk actually drive? And I'm looking at one list. I don't know how authoritative it is, but it lists the whole bunch of classic cars that he owns and drives. It doesn't list at the moment.
No Teslas.
Not on this list. So
interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.